It's his turn.
Man, know what time it is.
You have to rap
it. Kid, just be quiet.
You don't know.
You're gone, Riz.
Talking breeze. Tell man, fuck that. Sitting in the whip, get your head slumped back. 12 gauge to the rib cage, you jump back. Leave him laid out like a fiend when he buns crack. Cause I bust gaps, I got big shells. Send fake niggas out like emails. No details. But man, violate the fam, you're getting left by a seashell. I spit bare gully bars when I touch down. I make your whole game duck down. Like hide and seek, but your guys hide. I ride out with a jet black heat. Better mind me asleep. Or in grade, or in deep. The side of your cheek, man knows that I'm deep. I put a bullet hole through the kneecap on the time of the week. Like, who's this guy? Screwed up his face, I don't know why. Better mind out, prick, you'll get dried by. Left on the pavement, eyes face in the sky. Made my fucking family tired.
It's red, but you know. I don't remember the bars.
Man, get body from who can breathe. Run up in your house, run out with the TV. And a black bag I'm holding in these spare, send them jeans. I'm hungry, man, bars when the jackpot keys. I ease on screens, I said in these holes. Missing half a headpiece, so don't put on.
I thought it was darker.
No, it's not.
Don't that man, the cameraman.
A Pixel.
No, Fizzle Castro. You know what I'm talking about. Fizz guy.
Yeah.
They were listening, bro.
Let me see. Not really.
The show, I push your wig back now. You're a no show. Don't hype a bit skin fam. You're a homo. 3-8 now, push your wig back slow.
Nice tune, Wiz.
That tune was, yeah.
Nice good choice, bro.
Yeah, good choice, man. I love that one.
Had man vibing out, man.
Yeah, man. Sick, man. But yeah, 2K3, the podcast. Hey!
What's going on?
Wiz, can you put the mic to your mouth?
Oh, yeah.
Why are you holding the mic that way?
Holding the mic like a John fan. What's going on?
How do I hold it that sideways?
Bro, you can see how we're holding it, bro. What's his personality stuff, fam?
Who's it? What's his... Challenging quirky.
Straight away, fam. Bam, it's 30 seconds in, bro. Paul trying to be remembered to
the... Man's a challenging quirky.
God. Where is he?
Well, like this. It's kind of close, though.
Bro, oh, put it to your mouth, fam.
Oh. Fire.
We stuck.
Well, like this.
I need a fire count.
Yeah.
Like, pause. Like this, bro. Pause and effect.
Yeah.
Like
fire.
Yeah, that's all right.
Like yeah, that's good. Yeah.
Hi, everyone. This is Waze. Waze, do you want to introduce yourself?
Yeah, my name's Waze. I'm a handsome black man from South London.
Oh, my God.
And
he likes Fiji water.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot.
I love Fiji water.
it's like first attempt, first clean. Taste.
Yeah.
First of all.
Do you pour it on your face?
Huh?
Do you pour it on your face?
Nutrients. Like? For the beard.
I hear it.
Huh? Yeah, they really grown too much in the mouth.
You ain't drinking much of that Fiji water.
Nigga, you're not drinking enough.
Need some more. He needs some milk.
Niggas is fake. Yeah. All right. let's
let
the podcast go. Let's go.
Oh, shit.
Listen, quickly, because it's just refreshing.
Yeah.
Obviously, I like to do this little thing at the beginning of the podcast because I call it like the Batman segment a couple episodes ago. But it's refreshing to have someone that supports a club that doesn't want them.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't want who?
Want
me?
Yeah.
They love
black,
me, bro.
Black. They don't want you.
Doesn't matter. They love
want
me.
You, fam. They don't want
I'm
you.
There. Yeah. Can stand. My heart is that lower.
Every time I see a black man that in a Chelsea, the sports Chelsea, I see that guy in the shirt. That was
Fuck you!
Chelsea,
washed, bro.
Yo, washed up Chelsea.
He washed, bro. I don't know why he did that. You should just get walking, bro.
Uncle Tom's. You support Chelsea? Yeah. Fuck Chelsea. Fuck you.
Mad, bro. Mad. Should have kept walking still.
Right? Anyways, go on. Good question. Match day 28. Who's the things I know in the league?
See.
Good answer. Good answer, man. Why that?
Why? You know why? I feel like you still got them to play. And
don't talk about Arsenal. Talk about why City, you think City are going to win, bruv.
Because I feel like Arsenal got slip ups on them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hear it. Yeah.
How's your week been, Riz?
It's been good. It's been good still. I've been doing some shooting, some photography stuff, some behind the scenes as well.
Glad you differentiated. You made it actually about.
What shooting?
Video shooting. Yeah. Not just actual shooting.
Oh my god.
Booting.
No. We don't do that, man.
How's things been? I've been seeing something still.
Yeah. I took a year out from last year. It was just a lot was happening, work and stuff.
Mm.
And I just thought, obviously, the pandemic messed up a lot of work. But yeah, I just took a year out, refreshed, got my mind right, got my energy right, invested a bit more in myself. And yeah, I'm just back to basically doing what I love doing. I'm passionate about and just working hard, doing more festivals, doing more concerts,
sick.
Working with more artists, fashion, whatever, photography wise, behind the scenes wise, anything.
Really. Nice.
I might have some work for you still, so chat to me after.
No, definitely.
Baby. How's your week been, Tubbs?
Good, you know. You know what's mad? All right, so today, this is the quirky thing.
Oh, so it's okay for you?
Yeah. Today, I had my first yoga session.
Oh, wow.
And it was fucking, oh shit, me and Relly did. See if I know me and Relly.
Yeah, it's different stuff. Sit down.
Yeah.
How was it?
I'm like, pause, yeah, but it's straight.
But like that would face the dogging.
Really sus anyway, because he loves avocado, and the man's really spoke about that previously.
I weighs like some.
No, I don't. Don't taste like that, man.
What do you mean don't taste like that?
Don't taste like nothing, bro. Someone used to put that in a salad for me. I didn't want it.
Really? No, but he knows what it tastes like still. And he still loves it. He loves it, fam. He loves it.
So, Tebs, talk about your yoga.
Oh, yeah. No, it was fucking, it stretched man out, fam. Like, pause,
man. Oh my God.
Whoa.
No. All right.
Why are the niggas so live today? What's going on?
I don't know, bro.
It stretched man, fam. Yeah. Do you know, like, all right, let me tell you. You know, like, when you go to the gym and you do the gym,
I get you.
You only do it for like 5 minutes or what, 10 minutes if you're, I don't think niggas even do it for 10 minutes, 5 minutes. Bro, imagine doing that shit, yeah, but for an hour, bro. Plus, I was the only man in the class.
Oh, God.
At first, I opened the door and I was like, God damn, what are you doing? Why'd you do this? And then they was already doing the downward dog thing.
The moment I worked in, they was doing the downward dog thing, so I just had to get straight into it.
Yeah.
It was, I think I'd do it again.
Yeah.
All right, fair enough.
What else? Oh, yeah, okay. So the reason I even did fucking yoga is because I was watching, the day before, 2 days before, I was watching, I don't even know what kind of brand it was, wasn't a spiritual brand. It was just talking about, like, just, oh, this sounds, everything I say is just going to sound mad. He was talking about, like, he was talking about emptying yourself.
Pause, nigga.
Oh my God.
But in terms of like not identifying with like anything you do. Like, you see, it's easy with stuff that you do to for someone to identify you as, all right, the link up guy, or something like that. And it's just not about self-identifying yourself with anything, because really, like, you're kind of, not you're nothing, but like, all that stuff is not actually you.
Yeah.
And it's like, if someone calls you the money man so much, and the moment you go broke, it's like, who are you as a person?
Do you get what
I'm saying? So it was all stuff like that. And I thought, you know what? I actually really enjoyed that. I was buzzing and that. Do you know what I'm saying? I thought, all right, let me actually sign up for a yoga lesson, because I've been putting it off for a while.
Mm.
And I thought, yeah, let's do it. So fuck it, I did something new this week.
Nice. That's good, man. I like that.
Connie, how was your week?
Can I fucking remember is the question. Feels like it all fucking blurs into one these days. Shout out to Tariq, he's been busting me on my property, bro. He's just been, that my property is getting patterned.
Mm.
Yeah, I spoke to him today.
Is that the viewer?
Yeah, he's getting patterned. Spoke to him today. As obviously, like, tomorrow I gotta go look for like bathroom suite and all that other shit. But plastering's been done. Just gave him one little progress update on my yard. You get me? No housewoman. don't want you niggas on my carpet, nigga.
Can you get off my freaking grass?
Alpaca, you don't fucking really block that shit.
Block that shit.
Anyway, get the club soda on there. Anyway, so yeah, plastering's done. Got to look for a bathroom suite and all that. That's just getting sorted out. So he's like, that's been a godsend, bro. Because I've spoken to one person or two people, him and his dad, and they've done everything in my yard.
Wow.
I haven't needed to speak to no Tyler.
Yeah, yeah.
No plumber.
Yeah,
yeah. Wow. No plasterer. Nobody.
Yeah, just them.
Just everything, bro. So it's just been like sick. Like, anyone that needs their house renovated or anything like that.
Put it at below or something.
Whether it's like electrics, whether it's plumbing, tiling, plastering, anything.
Mm-hmm.
Framework, bro, they got a pattern.
That's hard, you know. From man's pot.
I know.
Bro, sick.
That's sick.
And outside of that, just been work, really. Work, yeah. Making money, bro.
Do you know what, yeah? I keep getting emails from your work, yeah. And at first I thought it was you. First I thought it was like you know, like if you needed the extra,
yeah,
you might just put the man's name down, yeah. But then it came to Freak and I was like, no, it's not that. I think it's for like, it was supposed, did it happen today?
Yeah, so yeah, yeah, the VIP yeah, event, yeah. Yeah, so that happened at work today. And
how was it?
Yeah, sold a couple cars, like 5-6 cars. I didn't sell any, I'm just, don't do that shit no more. That shit's beneath me now, bro.
Swear down.
It's beneath me.
What's the pattern now?
The pattern right now is just money. Just people.
So you're not selling cars no more?
No, I can't bother. To sell cars to the man, but now, man, I want a car now.
Oh, yeah, of course.
You know.
Ways is getting worried.
I've been waiting. I've been saving my money. What's going on?
Obviously.
I'm about to get my feelings, bro.
He was like, all right, what's the pattern? What's
the smoke back is gone. The smoke back is gone, bro.
What's the pattern?
Like, Tariq was like, right, I want to get a new equipment, like, A4. I'm like, yeah, bro, I want to pattern that.
Yeah, really.
You get me? But apart from that, man, I don't really sell cars. I'm like, fuck that, bro. Like, I'm just going to work in a place where a man just more senior than me just love to try to think they're in control. But I have to just let man know I earn more money than you. So you see, like, in this whole, in the confines of this building, it's you, then me, but in every other
that's what life. Life,
in every other walk of life, it's me, then you. You have to, this is what you have to understand.
Yeah?
This is what you have to understand. Because I might talk, this is like a mindset thing that I've tried to work on, like, for years. I might work and that, you know, like, you gotta, sometimes, as black men especially, you gotta fit in. Sometimes
you get kind of thingy yourself.
So one thing, I don't know if anyone's ever experienced this, but one thing that people do at work is they're always talking about they're broke. They're always talking about they never got paid enough. They're always talking about this, their money problems, blah, blah, blah. So hey, I fit in sometimes. I'm like, yeah, bro, I'm broke. Yeah, I'm poor. Yeah. But don't, my thing is my separate is to your thing. You get what I'm trying to say? And it's not like a big baller, big Billy Bollocks thing, but when I say I'm broke or I'm poor, it's because I've made a large purchase. I've exerted a lot of money on my account. I don't complain about what I earn. I complain about what I spend. Don't get my mindset confused, big man. Yeah?
I'm not
in dire straits over here.
I don't know, bro.
Yeah? What I earn, I celebrate. Don't
throw it to your
yeah, exactly, fam.
But I don't know.
That's been bothering me throughout my week. Man,
I can see still.
Exactly, is it his face?
Man, I'm moving like I'm meaty, and I need to let you man know the ceiling that you lot are touching. I'm above that ceiling, looking down. Okay, I'm on the next floor, bro. Oh, there is plasterboard, timber, wiring, and everything between me and you.
Now, bro's done the house, yeah.
He knows the levels, yeah. When you look up, all you see is spotlights. You don't see me. I'm upstairs.
Anyway, all right, Joey.
Upstairs.
Oh, Joey.
No, I can't even move it now, man. It's been a mad week. It's been good. It's been good, man. What's been going on? Last week I said I was filming, so new season of HB will start soon.
Shit.
Love it.
Shit.
Another new freestyle platform has started.
Shit.
Yeah, man, just good things are going on. But I wanted to talk about this. So.
What's
all that, bro? What's this? Is that spider?
Sunday.
What happened on Sunday?
I ticked off one of the best things I could have done in my life.
What did you do?
Oh yeah, we know.
I watched Man United in a box.
Oh yeah. Wow!
And when I say it was
hospitality,
well, it actually is a life goal because it's my team's box. More time you go to a box, like don't get twisted. If someone said, "Yeah, come to the Leeds box," I'm going.
Yeah,
I'm going. Fox.
Sellers Park and that.
But for it to be Man United, and like. The hospitality,
different
different entrance,
like, and I was eating prawns.
Steak and drinks
and zest.
Bro, it's mad, and like the hospitality, pouring drinks, and I can't lie, it was like very, very nice. It was very warming. It was just like nice to experience new things because it's mad. Cause last week I thought to myself, you know, when they say that saying, "Oh, when's the last time you done something for the first time?"
Yeah, for real.
Like, I don't know why that was ringing in my head. Like, even when you said about yoga, I don't know why. Last week I thought, like, I need to do something new.
That's a good question.
I felt bored. I was thinking, when's the last time I done something? So when that came up, I didn't say nothing to no one because I don't like to jinx things. I'm just like, say, if it comes, it comes. Yeah. pause. And then when it came,
the fire count is
it
right.
It was like, wow, like, wow.
That is, that's another pause. We've got, yeah, pause. We've got pause again.
I know. But yeah, but I was like, wow. Like, so yeah, no, it was very nice.
What was the score?
0-0.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I got sent off.
Yeah, 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 got sent off.
Oh, yeah, I was watching the match and I was like, I don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
My mum got sent off again.
Oh, I don't know.
But no, yeah, the drive, drive to Manny was actually the quickest drive I've ever done to Manny, because more time I do all my drives to Manny with him. And it,
don't be disrespectful.
No, but every time we drive to Manny, there's always something, like there's the 50 roads or there's. But this time it was just fast. That's what
Well, did you drive up there?
Huh? Yeah. But it was fast. I was thinking. But I did go early. So that's probably why. Okay. So early. So, but yeah, no, it was beautiful. That's something. Okay. Yeah. But yeah, that was a nice one. But Waze, what did you want to talk about? Personally.
Holiday.
It's holidays, isn't it?
Yeah. Okay. Okay, so yeah. in terms of holidays, it's just holidays with the mandem, right? Or
it can be anything, or really.
Or Percy ones.
Yeah. Where was the first place you went on holiday? Do you remember? Like, you was at the age that you can like have the memory of it.
France.
Okay.
With school or by school?
It's like a play scheme. Summer school.
Is it?
Yeah.
How old was you?
Maybe I was like 8.
Oh, sick.
That's the first time I realized I don't like roller coasters.
Oh, okay.
You know, I'm shitting myself.
Them trips there, those are the council funded trips.
Yeah.
You know, the council. I respect but they bust you.
Why are you making your face?
It's a council funded trip, bro. This is Bernardo's, bro.
Bernardo's.
This thing's proper.
What's Bernardo's? Charity. The charity.
It's not a charity.
It is charity. Charity.
Dickhead.
It's funded. It's a Bernardo's.
Charity.
Bernardo's.
What? Did it give you clothes too?
Oh, don't get
it. Did it give you clothes too?
Man, it's looking like it was the Anna Fernando's. Bernardo's, fam.
Bernardo's a children's charity.
Bernardo's, bro.
It's a charity, bro.
He's about to say it's not funded. And a charity get money.
It's not a charity. It's worse.
It's not a council thing.
It's worse.
Google it. It's not a council thing, bro.
No, it's not a council thing. It's charity, bro.
What? They gave you clothes too?
The free bed, bro. Don't do that, bro.
Boss could have started boasting about family.
I'm upset because I said council.
Two parent home.
Wait, what the fuck?
You know what I'm saying?
Bro. Council.
Two parent home, bro. Two whips. Two whips.
Okay. Oh, bro.
Jesus. Personally.
Shopping. Yeah. What's wrong with you?
No, Bernardo's definitely a charity, though.
Charity, bro.
Bernardo.
Yeah, don't you know? Ain't there like a hospital?
All of that talk, bro.
There's no hospital called Bernardo's.
Fam,
Bo was ill.
Listen, yeah.
Bo was ill.
Let's the council on UNICEF.
Let me just quickly break it down. The council, they understand the situation because it's the states and the funding is coming in.
Yeah.
They're backdooring some of that money. And then they're distributing it to the underprivileged. Yeah. You get me? Bernardo's is a charity. That's you're taking man's £4 a month, and then you're pissing off to France. Yeah. That's what's happening.
I love that. Look,
that's the front of their website. I'm not showing it on camera. don't put no camera.
Whoa, said hospital. What? So you were sick and had to go.
How'd you get on that course?
My team was in Palace, bro.
Fraud.
How'd you get on that?
How do you get on that?
I can't like
fraud. Fraud.
What?
The parents
are less.
The parents.
Yeah, the parents.
We're not in the culture now.
Don't pick us up at the same time. You know what I'm saying, bro?
Hondo, when they got to like the coach station, that when they were going to France on that,
only one person parked a quarter mile down. Both parents can't go still.
No, bro.
Only one can go.
Yeah, of course.
France, yeah. Yeah,
I
don't like roller coasters, though.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, go on. Yeah, so France was the first trip I actually remember.
What was it? Summertime or
when? Yeah, it was summertime. Oh, like, it was a summer school, summer scheme.
Summer scheme, yeah.
And
how old is
I don't remember too much. Huh?
How old is you?
About eight or nine. I remember there's like a few things. I remember there was this riverbank that I looked over one time, and I can't lie, I shit myself. I was like, this is kind of deep, like kind of high. You know what I mean? I remember that. I remember like going on the roller coasters, really, I don't like them, and.
You said that already. You saw mild racism.
Subtle.
Is it?
What, at eight years old, do you remember?
I remember looks and bro, I swear it's mad, bro. I actually remember like people really look at you and it's mad, bro. Wow. At 8 years old.
In Disneyland?
Yeah. Wow. Disneyland Paris, bro. But it is what it is. You know what I mean? I was 8 years old. Yeah. I didn't even understand.
No,
that
it
much.
Is because they saw the fucking. They saw the lanyards.
They saw the Bernardos.
Probably had the stick on.
This is my 4 euros.
This is what I'm paying for. Like, what the fuck?
I had a yellow jacket on, bro.
Oh, everyone had to wear a yellow jacket. Bernardo's
high vis.
Bernardo's on the back.
Wait, make sure when you talk to the hot dog lady, make sure you show her the sign.
Show her the sign.
I don't talk to no hot dog lady, bro.
Show her the sign.
No glizzies.
You want to pay?
Show the sign.
No glizzies, bro. No glizzies.
Come mate, eat pork, man.
Nah, don't.
Is it because of the dress?
See the locks, bro.
She's wear that in them book.
Listen, that's the original fashion dread right there. Original rent the dread, and then you are another rent the dread.
Nah,
rent the dread.
Oh, man, see me eat pork.
I already got colour in this thing, you know. I ain't even seen that.
Man's got blue and red.
Yeah, fam.
I ain't getting
it. That's a real disco dread.
Hey, this is what rastas love to do, you know.
Man,
no, not even
bro.
Rastas.
Say the rasta, man.
That's what man they locks love to do.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh. Man ain't seen me eat pork. That don't mean he don't eat it, bro.
He
ain't
seen it, man.
No, he didn't mean it.
It's a closed door conversation.
He ain't seen it, man, bro. So how can you tell me I eat pork, bro?
Yeah?
I'll come to your yard,
man. Man got dreads and don't want to talk about pork anymore, man.
Bro, I'll show him my Blue Jays, my Blue Jays orders, bro.
Yeah,
check.
Yeah.
I'll show him, man.
Listen,
chicken
yeah.
sausages.
Go to a man's pause. Yard and yeah. check the grease in the extractor fan.
If it's too greasy, man, know the bacon.
Yeah?
Sizzling up.
Come on, fam.
There's salt in there, bro. There's evaporated salt that's crystallized again.
It's my housemate.
Yeah? A star for
love. Yeah,
me. I eat it too, dog.
Do they eat pork?
I ain't got just that.
Does he eat pork?
Yeah.
Oh, he's Muz.
I guess so.
Oh, that's why. That's why he can't even cook it in the house.
Oh, but he's got his own pots and pans, bro.
Yeah, because he knows, right?
He knows.
He knows your pork.
He knows his ways. His ways.
He knows your pork, man. He knows, man.
Oh, shit.
Man ties the dreads back like, yeah, you can't see this.
Puts it underneath the turban.
What's on the neck?
All right, so. Okay, so.
The net in McDonald's.
Oh, shit,
you're bad, bro.
All right, so what do you remember from your first, like, I guess, school trip as well? Not primary school, like school secondary trip. School.
Secondary school.
Did you? What school did you go to, by the way?
Bro, I went Stanley Tech, bro.
No, bro. You went
Stanley Tech Nines.
Listen, you had.
By 8 or 9, you didn't go there.
No, but he said.
No, I said like secondary school.
Oh, secondary.
Oh, yeah. I don't think I made it.
Was Stanley Tech a Joe school as well?
Yeah, it was.
Stanley Tech was a Joe school, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, school,
yeah. But I went. I don't think I made it because I got expelled early year 8.
Did you?
Yeah.
What happened?
Where did you go? Show us.
What the last the story bro, the camel's back?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ah, bro, man, I dashed the chair. I was in art class. I remember like this.
Why was he just a bad dude like this?
But obviously, me.
Unruly.
Niggas in art class getting creative.
Yeah. I'm creative from early, bro.
Art attack.
But obviously, like. Actually, dumb, you know. Me and my mates were mucking about, bro.
Yeah.
And he fell to the ground, but I knew that he was acting up. Like, yeah. I knew I was gonna get in trouble. So the teacher kept me out of class, basically. But I knew if I get kicked out, man,
it's over. Done out here. Yeah, yeah.
So obviously I see my man laughing on the floor. So I was like, right, what are you laughing for, bro? So obviously, man, just grabbed the chair, just dashed it on him.
Oh,
that was it.
God, from this
head of year said, yeah, we'll call you to come back. That nigga said, no. That nigga phoned my mom, like, don't let the nigga come back here, bro. See my mom? See that next day? I was in West London, fam. Jeez. I was in West London. I got expelled in like Jan. And I was in West London for like, until the following school year.
Jesus. What did you do in West London? Cedar?
No. I was living with my family.
Oh, you got kicked out?
Yeah, I got kicked out of school, bro. My mom kicked me out, bro. Yeah. Was either West London or Jamaica, bro.
No, so you got kicked out of school, and then all of a sudden, no more free bed, no more two cars.
Bernardo's. Bernardo's was really cool.
Bernardo.
He was really cool.
Get over there.
Bernardo.
He was calling Bernardo's.
I need you.
Please. Paris.
Run it back. Do you know what I mean? But when I came back, I went to center.
Oh.
CACFO, which is in like Green Lane, Fort Neave. It was a shit center, but like it was good people.
No, it wasn't.
It was like bad people, bro.
It was bad people.
It was run by, so there was like, it's not old people's home, but like old people's there, isn't it? And they funded it.
You were funded.
You were charity, bro.
I was funded, bro, you know? Oh, shit.
Where is the link to funding?
Oi, what's going on?
You have the link, innit?
I'm even like a bristle.
You have the link, bro.
I was blessed without even realizing.
He was getting sponsored without even funding. Yeah,
man, say funded.
Wow.
Wait, so you only went to school for 2 years then?
No, then I was in St. R till basically the end of year 10. The last 2 months of year 10, I went to Sellers.
Yeah, of course.
That's when I got techie.
Wait, so what school? Oh, Sellers, Stanley Tech.
Yeah. Beefing on the 6 or 7.
Wait, say again?
or there was a bus that took you from, that took Stanley, or took anyone from through Selhurst basically, mm-hmm. to like towards Stanley.
Yeah.
But bro, niggas was getting punched up on that bus, rocks thrown at them from. Asian youths were just getting top. They weren't even in the beef, bro.
Why do you have to say Asian
youths? Why?
Do you know why, bro?
Why did you have to do racial?
I remember this one time, bro.
What's wrong?
This good Duke called Raj.
Yeah. Why is his name Raj? Geez.
That's his name.
Why is his name Raj?
No, fuck. Asian youth, Raj.
That's his name, bro. That's his name. But I've chatted to him now. Like, he's a good brother. I ain't going to party social now, but he's a good brother now. You know what I mean? And then, bro, one day, bro.
Shout out to Raj, man. You got punched up.
One day, bro. It's not even funny, but it's funny. One day, that nigga came with the bus and his lip was just tore off. Like, you niggas just tapped him up, bro. Like, he was a good Jew. Like, he wasn't in it like that. But
what, is it because he went to...
Because he went Stanley, bro. No, because he went Sellers.
Sellers.
He was on the same bus. Mm.
Oh, so what? You went Stanley, thought he was the bad boy,
yeah.
Got kicked out, and then you end up going to the victim school.
Yeah.
Nah, that's not the victim school because them niggas was on too.
But hold on a minute. Everyone, all the stories was like you get rocks and thumps.
He was a good Jeep. That's what I'm trying to say, bro. Okay. He was just a good Jeep, but it was techie, bro. Like I remember one time they found out why you call Ben. Why someone white?
Yeah.
Like, oh, what ways? Well, you were standing,
yeah,
up.
Yeah, yeah. Oh,
like,
no.
Bro, no. You see, you know how quick I ran, brother. Niggas, bro, and I'm talking niggas in the year below. He was chasing me too, bro. Year above and year below, 11s and 9s, bro. Yeah, yo, it was scary, yeah, bro. Yeah, yeah. Bro, that day it's a long day because we went back in the day. It was
yeah, it's on.
It was techie, bro. All boys school.
Yeah, it's on.
It was techie. Celeste Stanley. Ugh.
Who was the closest girl school to you?
Westwood.
Mm. Westwood.
No, Westwood.
Westwood and Reds. Red jumper.
Mm. Westwood.
Next to Spa.
Crown Point. Yeah. Grey jumper.
Next to Spa Hill.
Grey jumper.
Grey. That was like Virgo for Dennis.
Yeah.
Blue. I thought Virgo's was blue.
No, but the blazer was blue, but the jumper was grey.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh,
oh, yeah.
No,
yeah.
Tell her that I'm camping.
It was nice. It's Virgo, isn't it?
No, yeah. I thought it would have been Virgo.
Logie Manor.
Oh, yeah.
Logie Manor down the road.
Naughty.
Yeah, Logie Manor was
me. Naughty, you choose me.
Logie Manor was different.
Still, What did you do
with
Northern
Manicure?
Me? Yes.
That's a story for another day still.
We should have done that one,
innit? Yeah, we should have done that one and then the next
one. This guy was talking about clotting.
Yeah, I know it.
We could do that, you know?
Bro, what's wrong with you, fam?
Okay, so moving on now. You've been excluded from school, yeah. whatever, yeah?
They fucked you off.
Yeah, peak. You got funding again.
Yeah.
What, without funding, what was the first holiday you went on by this, like, with your own money?
Yeah, what's the
my own bread.
What's your first self-made holiday?
Oh my god! No funding.
There was no funding.
Shit.
I'm getting money. I'm self-paid.
Yeah. When was the first getting my like self-paid holiday?
You know what's mad, bro?
I've never been on one.
I think it was Napier.
Is it?
Oh
yeah,
shit!
My family went to Turkey, but I didn't go. But
why no funding?
No. I was doing that teenager thing, home alone type thing. You know what I mean? Like, even though my little brother.
That was a holiday itself.
Wooz didn't go either, but he was at the house at the time.
Okay, yeah.
But like, bro, he'd come home all the time, bro. Bro, there was a couple of times he knocked on the door. I didn't even answer the door, bro. I'm honest.
What's wrong with this?
Why are you coming home, bro? You don't want to be here, bro. Like, brother, like, bro. I stayed here on purpose.
Bro, what is wrong with the bros and this kind of behavior?
Come on, fam. You ain't gonna see it.
Like, why are you like? Wait, how? Like, why are you here all the time? Opening the fridge. Bro, you're coming in. You opening the fridge. You're scavenging
straight away.
And you're cutting out. What then you're back 4 hours later, fam. Brother, stay outside.
You're coming in the house. Yeah, you moved out. Yeah, you want to move out? Move out, bro. And you come back. You're taking big shits in the yard, burning out the toilet paper.
Streaks.
Yeah, you're burning out the toilet paper. Bro, sometimes bro will come back just to have a bath.
Yeah.
Bead where you're at. You kidding me, fam? Bead up where you're at.
Big
fam.
Facts, bro. Big facts.
Anyway, though. Carry on.
But yeah, I think it would have been Iron Appa, you know? I think that'd be the first holiday.
Iron Appa, Iron Appa, Iron Appa.
Well, how old was he? I think I would have been like 22, 23.
I would have been 21 then.
Yeah, something like 22. Yeah. So, Iron Apple was probably the first one that I funded myself, worked for a job. I thought I was like William Hill at the time.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck it. No, do you remember everyone had a bet shop job?
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. I wanted one. So
of course
bad.
I wanted one, fam.
I never got one. I was
bro,
dying.
I bought some of the man then, bro, when I was at Coral.
So no.
This is after.
I wasted the routes. How many of them did you do?
Hmm.
William Hill, Coral. No, 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 no. Not that. Not that. Oh. No. We'll talk about that after. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. I know where Rudy was going, bro. Make sure the conversation was flowing. You know what I'm saying, bro? I had to make sure.
Let's talk about licks, bro.
I only wanted two.
Two?
Did we leave it on Coral?
Oh, I thought you did Ladbrokes as well.
Nah, brother. Like, basically, I went to the Coral one and I bust like three in the mandem and they just left within a month.
True.
Just let my dad, remember.
Violated me, bro.
I was that. Fam, it was. Do you remember there was times when there was jobs like that? There was jobs that everyone could. There was like phone shop jobs.
Yeah.
And it seemed like everyone.
Actually, I had that as well.
Is it?
Yeah. Remember? It seemed like everyone had a phone shop job. Mm. I remember even in.
What's he? Remember I was selling the online?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sim only contracts. I'm making red at. I was finessing, bro.
Oh my god, Sim only.
Sorry, go on, Thames.
Like, I remember in college, I'm not sure if our college is the same, but in my college, everyone either worked at Marks and Spencer or Waitrose. Like, that was like their job.
At Marks as well. Yeah, that was like.
You worked at Marks Spencer as well?
Yeah, yeah, I worked at Marks as well.
Bro, you're like a bad bitch. You worked in everyone. All of the bad bitch places you've worked, fam.
Like Marble Arch, bro. I was a personal seller.
I swear that he was in there.
Every single. Man wore a shirt with a red tie.
Back then, every single bad
play with me, bro.
Yeah, working Waitrose.
Working.
Bread.
Paddy Power.
Ramadan, I made bread, bro. Bro, like, they will come down with the finest stuff, goose down, everything, bro.
I didn't want none of
those. 13.5 tog.
What?
Tog.
Duvets.
I know what you're talking about. 13.5 is heavy, you know.
Oh. It's 13.5 heavy.
It's heavy.
Heavy, bro. She warm, though. Summertime techie.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, you might sleep a lot. You might be sleeping alone too much, bro. Nine tog. Double up.
Yeah, I don't know what man is. I said double up.
Bro, trust me, bro. But yeah, no.
All right, so tell us about Napa. Who went?
Yeah.
Who was you with?
Yeah.
What was you on?
The first time we went.
Yeah. I think.
The time Buta came.
Yeah, I think my first time was. I think we went at the same
time. The first time
you went at the same time.
We went at the same time.
Yeah.
I think so.
So I think that was. So Thames would have been there. The main people were Thames, Renz, Breezer, Bog, Buta.
Do you remember Aaron C. Austin?
That, graphic designer.
He was a graphic designer.
Cold, man. He's called at it store.
Yeah.
Aaron Austin.
Aaron C. Austin.
Why does that name sound familiar?
Because you know him, he's light skinned. Like, I'll show you a picture, you know. But he was like, he was way younger than me.
He was like 18, bro.
He was young.
He's young, man. But he couldn't beat it with a scooter.
Yeah, young boots with the scooter.
Oh, shit, Gotti. Gotti was there as well.
Yeah.
Gotti was there.
Why you say yeah like that, bro?
And, wait, was that the time when. Wait.
No, because, alright.
Was Box there the first time or the second time?
Second time. Okay. So the first time I remember, because you'd forgot. Something happened with your luggage.
My luggage?
Or Gotti's luggage or someone's.
It's always them holidays and man's suitcase gets burst out.
I swear it was. Did you come late or something like that?
My luggage always that.
Because you went.
Oh, wait. Was it the time where man didn't make it the first flight?
Yeah. Because man was doing the.
Because man was doing what, fam?
You man are brave, fam. Funded again.
You man are brave. Funded again.
Bro, you get me, bro.
See?
I weren't paying that full price. I was a spread ins.
The Napa.
Yeah, bro.
You man was brave.
Tips.
You weren't tips, bro.
Oh, I know.
I think I'm still blacklisted, though.
Yeah.
Can't go anywhere. Can't go. No. Easier. Let me go, bro, please.
Let me go.
They want like a raccoon off, man.
You know what's fucked, bro?
Imagine, yeah. She sees this as calm shit. But yeah, imagine, yeah. Some girl had to book a flight to Dam.
Mm-hmm.
My name and her name. And now she's blacklisted.
I swear.
You wrote him, nigga?
Oh, bro. Shit.
You affiliated?
Yeah, we don't like him.
Bro, it's Pete. Where she
Wait, was that recently?
Two years ago.
And you blacklisted it? And what did you say happened? What did you say? You said, I don't know. Did you own up?
I said, Ral, what happened?
This is outrage.
These times you know.
I was like, what? I said, fold him. Oh, yeah, they say you're blacklisted. For what?
Wow, cats. This as you know.
He's
It was a snake. I think that might have been the first time.
Yeah.
It was the first time because my man came as well, the Spanish looking brother. Oh, Chris was there as well, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Do you know what it is? I think that first time, well, the first time at Napa, there was just bare of us.
That's we had the villa.
We had the villa, yeah.
Then you go.
What?
Is that when...
What, was the villa a public?
I think I heard a little story about... It was the second time or the first time where Thames got greasy.
Pause. Thames was on an oily tick, bro.
Thames was on an oily tick. Please tell me.
It was your room, innit?
It was my room. I went by bed. I would have been winding up, bro. Let's come back in the room, bro. I'm seeing hoil on the floor, bro. Might as well pop it by Achilles and all types. My hamstrings popped, bro. Bro was just, I don't know what he's done, bro.
Charlie Bronson.
He's had the ball and just went like this.
Charlie Bronson on the floor.
Like, bro, it's oily, but he's my man's bed. He's beat his bed.
Oh, that's not nice.
He's beat his bed, bro. That shit was...
Wait, I think that was my second time going, actually.
Is that the second time?
Yeah, because you weren't with man the first time when man had to leave man's hotels. And got
Hidden Hills.
Yeah, we had to go to the mountain. No, not the
mountain. I didn't go to the mountains.
The Uber East, the Hidden Hills.
Yeah. Knows the Hidden Hills.
But yeah, was that the time when
the hills have eyes?
Hongo. Can't hold your breath now. That video.
No, that was second time.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that was the time you went.
Can't hold your breath.
Yeah. Do you want to? There was one gangster. I can't.
That was the thing.
Like she was nice, but she was just gangster.
Oh, she was cruddy, bro.
For no reason, bro. Like there was no CV or nothing. It was just
Soren Craden. She was different.
She went after that.
Bro, Soren Craden, bro. She was different, bro.
She was back to normal. She was
hey, Ray's you right?
Calm.
Yeah, bro. Bro, but she
in
was
Napa. She was
in Napa. It was can't hold your breath now. She was. What's homegirl's name? The rapper.
Young Amy.
Yeah, she was Young Amy still. She was the first
Young Amy, bro. Yeah, yeah. She was just. She didn't give a dash. Yeah. What? Bro, shots and.
What, breast?
Breasticles,
bro. The breast is strong as well.
Strong dose, sweet dose.
It didn't make sense, bro. You couldn't even look at it properly because it made you feel kind of... Kind of made man feel a bit weird, bro.
Should I?
Yeah.
Like, couldn't even look at it.
Bro, like she was taking a bit... This is why the car held your breast because she was kind of tensing. Like,
yeah.
She was tensing the thing. You know what I'm saying? She was trying to show chest.
And she's just like... She's free with it, though. Like, free with it.
But it's so free with it that you won't even... She might even take it out the thing.
Yeah.
But it's like...
You know what I'm saying, bro.
Yeah, bro, it's kind of different. Like you don't even want to be putting your hands there because it's serious.
Okay. It's a bit masculine.
I remember the AC. You remember?
No, go on.
Go on.
Tell the story. Tell the story.
What basically? One of them men touched them titties. Applied it. Still.
Who?
Who?
No, we'll blur out the name. About the name. I can't remember either. He clouded it.
Yeah. And I remember, bro. Remember, bro. You have to blur this out.
Yeah.
Remember, bro. He right. Pause. Remember, my man was butt naked, and Holger was fully dressed. And man slapped on the AC and shut the door. You remember, bro? Man slapped on the AC. It was cold. Cold. Slapped on the AC. Cut out. Bro was napping. Fam.
Yeah.
Napping in Napa, bro.
Seriously. All right, so what other stories do you remember from the first time you went to Napa?
First time, I'm trying to...
Because I want to bring up the dragon story, but I just want to know if there's any other stories you remember.
Not much. I just remember being on the strip and it was lit, bro. I remember touching down. The way I felt being on holiday, I put out before we get to like, the jokes on that. Mm. It was amazing. Mm. Like, I'd never been out the country like properly before. And like for that, I funded it myself.
Yeah.
I had to let that one out. You know what I'm saying?
This is my money.
Yeah. You know what I mean, bro? Even though man did the.
I still ran bro bread.
You know
the blacklist.
You still ran something.
I still ran bro the bread. It's my bread.
Blacklist too.
I did overtime, bro. Yeah. But it felt good. It was crazy to feel like a different heat, different energy. I wish I documented more. We got documentation, but. It's hindsight's a fucking scary thing, bro.
Yeah.
But I wish that I had the GoPro sometimes.
Oh, yeah, you did.
It's the thing I've always liked documenting.
Oh, that's sick.
You you know when you don't know everything.
Yeah, so yeah, yeah, yeah.
By the time I get to the point I'm at now, I'm not doing the stuff I was doing back then. But of course, I did, bro,
yeah, it'd be
like
sick.
Them titling Queen, bro, it would have been crazy. But anyway,
crazy,
bro. But like, I've got some stuff, but like, you know, you just know it.
Could have been more. Could have been better.
You know what I mean? So yeah, but yeah, when I touched down, it was amazing. It was nice to be with the brothers. Obviously, shit goes left in it. Certain man ain't got enough bread, or certain man ain't patterned this way. Like,
couldn't get a quad in that.
Yeah, certain man couldn't get a quad. Me, I was up, bro. I had the quad, bro. Man can't say nothing to me. In terms of I on the ped, you get me? Got you was out in the ped. Certain man.
No, I was out in the quad. I never had a ped.
I'm a big baller, bro. Man, I had a quad, fam. So he was good. Do you know what I mean? Certain man fell asleep on the quad. Do you remember, bro?
Yeah, I remember.
What? Fell asleep on the quad, crashed?
Yeah.
Crashed.
Is it?
Wait, what?
What, Natty crashed?
No, not broski.
Who?
It was the other bro, fam. It was Renz.
Oh, I don't remember.
Oh, yeah,
he fell asleep on the quad and crashed.
Crashed into the beach.
So I don't know. I wish I could visualize. I wish I could like.
How the fuck is falling asleep on a quad?
Listen, bro, we're on like a moat or something. We're on like something.
Yeah, it's like a motorway, but it's like a freeway.
It's like a freeway we're on, yeah.
Long, bro.
And I think he might be in the front because he was doing the. I'm the fast man thing, yeah. And then you just see his like you see his thing go like this.
Just veering to the left.
Just
veering to the left, bro. And you're like, yo.
Boom.
Yo.
Was the explosion? Boom.
We heard the quad, though.
Bro, it was crazy, bro.
You had to run. Because obviously, when you...
What did he sell?
He gave them his iPhone, bro.
Oh, yeah.
So
basically, when you go to them kind of things, I'm not sure if... I don't think it'd be like that in Cancun, but with the quads, yeah, what they do, they take your passport, just to make sure like that you ain't
doing the magic.
Got a guy in anyway. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I remember he crashed his thing, and he had his passport, and it was like, bro, you're on your own, bro. I don't know.
Yeah, my flight. I'll be honest, bro.
You know what I'm saying, like, I don't know what you could do about it. I think he had to.
What do you want me to do, bro? You better start getting the ship and selling tickets, fam.
Yeah, bro.
You better rise up the funds.
You had to rise up the funds. I remember that, fam.
I remember still, but I'm trying to think of other stories, but the first time, there's not much that I remember, but apart from that point.
When was the second
enough
time?
Enough that we have to...
Wait, hold on. So there was a time, I was thinking about this the other day, actually. Yeah. Mm. I'm not sure if you were there. Remember a man was in a party and something got taken and a watch got taken? I don't think it was
that Napa.
Yeah.
I weren't there that time, still.
Bro. So, some tunes come on. I think it's Ball So Hard. Like, motherfuckers can't find me. I don't know if this was the first time or second time. I feel like it was the second time, but it might have been the first time.
Second time I was there, though.
That's what I'm saying. I think it might have been the first time. And music's playing, da 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 da. And it was definitely the first time. We're all dancing, happy. And then sometimes my eyes are more alert than they are. My eyes are alert now, but. There was no reason to be alert then. And there was these youths, but I don't want to say they're from Manchester. I don't know where they were from. But they were dancing and my eyes kind of brightened. Listen. And I think I said to Breeze, look at his watch. You know what I mean? Like, look at his watch.
They see even that little reenaction there, hunger.
Mm. Yeah, bro, it was hunger.
Hunger Games.
You know, thought I had nothing come out my own hand. So I was like, yeah, Breeze, look at his watch. So obviously...
Oh, bro, it's on already.
The man them are dancing. He gets go walkies. Full sonard.
Yeah,
exactly.
Go walkies.
Me and Breeze will start dancing with them and that, yeah? Mm. And then, you know, like, back then, like, there's a crowd like, hey! Yeah. Like, hey. I just ran out of the party, fam.
No one found me, fam.
Was that in
come
that
back, yeah. Come back, change. And I phoned Mems.
Dolly, verify
with
Dolly.
And then the thing is, we came when everyone came outside the party, they was like, "Oh yeah, like, my man got robbed." And then my man got robbed, and then I was like, "Yeah, look." And I don't know, the confidence was so high for not for no reason, but the confidence was just high. So we helped him look outside the party. We helped him look.
No way, bro.
Wow.
What? Hold, no, it's cap.
I swear to you.
Not your story, it's cap. But if a watch is a, you know, like, it's not like a chain.
Yeah,
it's a personal item. It's on you.
Yeah, yeah.
You get me? If man pops your watch, You know who we popped your watch, bro.
100%.
They have to get their hands on your wrist and underneath.
Listen,
to get it.
It was just the bezel
that you had.
Oh, so you didn't have to strap.
I had it ripped off. It was just the bezel. I was rolling with the bezel like this.
Like a pocket watch, like Peaky Blinders.
Yeah. Oh, like this, bro. Outside, we're all outside party, but I'd left like straight. It was the first time that I'd thought, yeah, in this situation, what would cause?
You know what I mean? I was bad. You see me? Man,
he's flying back home.
You see me on anywhere? Get the belly. Going home.
Bro, I went home, changed, came back. The man was partying. Then they was outside. Everyone was just chilling outside. And I think they got into the Utes got into a fight with someone else. And he was like, "Yeah, I think he stole our watch." Mm. All the man them's just chilling around. He's like, "What are you doing?" But I don't know what. I just thought I was like, "Fuck it, like, just pretend that I was singing, bro."
Did you find a bracelet?
Didn't find nothing, bro.
No, that's gone.
No bracelet. Oh, I would have been looking for that bracelet. If I would have been.
You know what it is. I didn't even bother to.
I hear it still. I
go back in. I was thinking, let me not take.
Yeah.
The risk. Take the risk.
Yeah.
But I was just looking at like. the whole holiday was lit for me. Like after that, I feel like that was in the first couple of days. But I just enjoyed the holiday.
Transaction has landed. I'm up now.
Yeah, that's cool.
I'm uptown.
I'm uptown now.
Oh yeah, but I want to talk about the story that got us in trouble in Napa, because I've told it on here, but I feel like I need it from your perspective since you was the reason it all happened.
I wasn't.
I mean. From my perspective and from what I remember, I was flying down the strip with Barry. Mm. He's coming down on quads and that. And he was coming to a couple of gal. Mm. The gal were living next door, remember?
This is, go on.
Yeah.
This is the second time you went.
That's the story you're talking about,
innit? Yeah.
Second time, innit? Barry came second time. Mm. And yeah, man. So we're flying down to this house now. And we already had an altercation with her, didn't we? The night before, wasn't it?
Not really. It was. They had an altercation.
They did. We were playing drinking games and shit.
Who had?
The girls that were staying.
Oh, okay.
Because it's like their garden was next door to the woman.
Yeah.
And but it was like a low fence.
Mm. So you
could hear music.
Them gal are also from South London.
The noise is noisy.
And they was giving it. They was giving it the
large, the big one. You know what I mean? And even certain guy were crying. Anyway, but yeah, man. So anyway, man's flying down to the strip now. To the house now, bro. My boss the corner, bro. I see one of my bros like this, like my eyes. I'm seeing bro just twisted, bro. Like I'm thinking, why the bros?
Mm. Who is this?
Rent.
why is something happening to him? Why is so quick to say?
Why is it always Rent? So
always Shosky. I don't know. It's my brother. I don't know, but it always happens to him, man. But he had a little corn to the eyes on that, bro.
All right, so basically, because I was there from before that.
Yeah, I didn't see that stuff yet. Go on.
So, something had happened where obviously they had a little argument over the fence, and then the lady had kind of come out.
Mm.
She'd kind of come out, and I felt like she was speaking German. Like, it wasn't just kind of
definitely German, 100%.
So, obviously, I think the man have actually thought like she might have been a Nazi or something. She had a mad little tattoo.
Hitler thing, bro.
Yeah, man thought we saw the swash. So, obviously, I don't know what's happened, but she's arguing with the women, and then. Renz has kind of gone up to her, and I don't know if he's tried to argue or something, but she just maced him.
Bro. Oh, shit.
But ow.
Bro.
Hold up, buddy.
Hold up.
He was giving He was giving it the large.
It's the chopper.
Big facts, bro.
Sprayed him up.
Yeah.
He was on smoke still. Sprayed up, bro, and then I just see bro getting... like.
Just what, so just him? No one else?
No one else, bro.
No one else for the effects?
No.
But that's why
no
I said, else. Why is it...
So I don't know how. So obviously, I don't know what bro was. Like I said, I missed that part. I just saw bro fucked up.
Yeah.
You know, what I'm saying, figured who just maced my brother.
Yeah.
So I'll just bust the corner now, and then the guy arguing with this old woman. So I'm just thinking, I'm just like, Ron, we're about to go to the strip though.
Mm.
So at first, I was like, Ron, let's go, like come man, let's go. So I've jumped on my quad, and I've been like, can you jump on the back of my quad? No, she didn't.
Mm.
So I've jumped on my quad now, right, bro. Next thing I know, I just feel this, bow. So obviously, like I'm looking at my arm, I see blood on my arm, bro. Now this is what the manager. This is where I tell the manager.
Hold on a minute, what?
Bro, this old lady has backhanded me, bro. And obviously, not in my face.
Yeah.
It was on my arm.
Okay.
But she backhanded me
like Bret Hart thing.
But like bro, a little tap because she's old.
No, But
I was bleeding, attack, bro.
But she drew blood.
She was bleeding. So
I can't remember.
She was bleeding.
Self harm or something?
Maybe something. I can't remember where it was.
Self harm, but I don't know this. Yeah, I'm just thinking, bro, what's going on? Like, obviously, I'm telling this woman to go from beforehand. She's not listening to my boss. That's when I said to the our people, let's just cut.
Obviously, just to cut in, just to paint the scene. This is a frail old woman.
She wasn't that frail.
She was frail.
She was frail.
Oh, man.
Bro, you know, she's so frail.
She makes the brothers, fam. She wasn't that frail.
She's so frail that, the skin is pruned.
Yeah.
Like it's.
Yeah, but that's the sun.
That's the sun, bro. Yeah,
yeah. That's the sun. The sun's
frail. All right, go on. Carry on.
This Banksy picture, bro. What's so
good, bro? He's painting you.
I'm painting like a mad guy, bro.
Go on, carry on.
Mad antagonist.
Bro.
Carry on.
Hey, you're too black legs or something, bro. What the fuck, bro?
Yeah, go on.
Anyway, bro. Yeah, so. So I've told this lady to like leave us alone. She's not listening. So then my next point of call is, well, get everyone away, innit? Let's just cut. We're going to the ship anyway. Like, I came down here to cut. I've been here for a minute. Jumped on my quad now. This woman's just backhanding me. So I've looked at my arm. I see blood on there. At this moment in time, do I know if I'm bleeding or she's bleeding?
No, I don't.
So obviously, I need this. This is my thought process. I need this woman to leave me alone, bro. Do you know what I'm trying to say? Like, get away from me.
I'm feeling distressed and alarmed.
Do you know what I'm saying? I thought, bro, I was feeling distressed and alarmed. Do you know what I'm saying? I'm scared. Yeah. She just makes my brother, fam. I could be next.
This sounds like a perfect lead up to something mad.
Yeah, go on.
Do you know what I'm trying to say? So I'm feeling a bit worried right now.
I'm feeling worried. I'm feeling scared.
I'm feeling distressed.
So what am I going to do?
Bro, I had no other choice, bro.
To what? Shoot her?
No other choice.
To what? Shoot her?
Bro, I got off the quad, bro, and I just said, right, move. And I dragged her.
Move, man.
Oh, no, what?
Dragged her, bro.
So you dragged the old woman
across the ground
across the ground
on the floor,
no, bro.
What?
No, oh,
ways.
Ways.
But the legs like that.
Yes, they were in the air, man.
Twitter's gonna chop
she
this
was
up
on
and
the floor, fam.
Twitter's gonna have you in our chalk off.
Go on. So how did you drag her? How did you drag her?
It wasn't even a. It was like.
Was she on the floor? Was she on the floor? Was she on the floor?
Did she fall over?
Was she on the floor?
You tell me, bro. Wow. Last thing I know, she had a
bat. Did you see red?
Huh?
Yes, he lost it, bro.
So what happened then, bro?
I said my thought process, right? I need this woman to get away from me, bro.
So you dragged her?
So I got off my quad.
So,
I tugged her, bro.
So, and then what?
I don't know. I got my quad, bro.
Dragged her across the ground.
The man told me she hit the ground.
She didn't get up for a minute.
She was down for the count.
Shit, listen.
Oh, no. Listen. Tell her that. No, wait. I tugged her, bro. And then what happened is, Thames came up to me, bro. And Thames is pushing me. I was like, brother.
She didn't get up.
Brother, you trying to catch an M? I said, bro. I just tugged her, bro. I said, bro, she won't leave my little bro. Man's cutting. He's like, bro. He said something after.
I'm trying to cut you, but the way the excitement sometimes is his face, you suplex this woman, bro.
Bro. Fam. She didn't get up for a minute. She didn't get up for a second. And I thought, just killed this lady. That's what, bro.
You see what I mean?
She didn't get up for a second. And the shooter's still trying to drag her like she's not moving.
No one did, bro.
Why are you dragging her?
Why don't you drag her for? How long you drag her?
Nah,
bro. You was dragging her across the mat. Because you was gravel as well. You was...
Oh my god.
You licked?
Nah, bro. I was calm.
But that makes it even worse.
Bro, there's no way I dragged this woman across a half a mile. Bro.
Oh, no, it weren't that long, but it was a dragging.
Nah, bro, no way. Shall I tell you why? Yeah. Because like I said, my thought process was just getting.
You saw red that day?
No,
it just happened so fast.
Thank God you wasn't documenting nothing back then, bro.
Yeah, bro, I was.
No, like, no yeah, then. Like now.
But
Jesus.
The funny thing about that is.
Yeah. Well, two things. What was the first thing again? The funny thing about that is, man, found like this lady just not some. She's just not a normal lady.
Some local.
She's not just an any old granny. She was related to some sort of mafia something.
Yeah.
That's why she had all them tattoos and all these kind of things. Bro.
Different style. Oh, she was an also.
Yeah, she might have been an ultra, bro. You know what I'm saying? She was related to something.
Something heavy.
And I don't know. I can't remember like how we even found out that information.
We found out from my man that does a DJ. Doing Linkini with.
Oh, and he said the island's looking
and
for us.
He was like, bro, because remember he was inside with like all the people them. And he's like, bro, these men are looking for you. You might need to cut. That's what he said, bro. And that's when he was like, fuck. I used to book these flights and get out of here, bro. I was all trying to find a quick free meal.
Where was Vange's passport at this time?
He might have got it back.
I don't know if he had got it yet. No, because remember, we still had the quads. It was the next day when we found out and we gave the quads back, bro. Mm. Remember? That's when we was just like, and then we walked back. I remember me and Bug went together. And then I put my quad in, and his right hand.
Man also got rolling as a team.
No, bro. Man's going as twos one. Twos. Do you remember? Do you know what I mean?
There was a girl that you was
yeah.
And then she had
relations.
She had to put us up in like her apartment or hotel. Oh, so remember when we had to move out of the place we was.
And she remember that she was a V-class.
V-class, yeah.
She was.
No way. Nah.
I remember her name.
Well, when she took off the clothes,
you know. Yeah, you do
it. CM.
Yellow thing.
I wasn't there.
Hold on, no. She's a B class.
Yeah, B class.
You know, maybe it's because it's the breast that made me.
Cut the name out, please.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
The big teeth thing.
Yeah.
The breast made it look like it was.
Yeah, mad. Yeah. By what?
Made it look like.
Who said that is?
Bazinga, but it was a B class.
B class, isn't
it? I see why it would be a B class.
Yeah.
Just wait now, though.
Yeah, I know.
You see it?
Yeah.
Leggings.
But
they put us up in that. Don't you remember they put us up in the house?
They cut out a piece.
EI, Waze never got no body. They were like, oh, scratch that. We don't want that. We don't want that footage.
I
tried to do internet.
He's like, it's nice. I said, no.
Bro,
the last time I went there, it wasn't nice.
That was when we found out that. And then we remember we took our quads back. Back then, that's when Broski was moving a bit, you know what I mean? And then, I remember a couple of the men them cutting, I think it was Tash and Renz, I think they cut first on a don't tell no one.
Yeah, bro.
Like, man, cutting a don't tell no one thing.
What, like, back to the ends? Or just cut as in ped?
Back to the ends.
They're moving mad.
And then that's when they saw Broski at the airport, and then I think Borg might have been on my flight, I think. Someone was on my flight, and the man just came back, bro.
That was
a mad time. Still, that was a mad time.
I'm thinking about you wasn't there on the water ride, was you?
No, see, I didn't go to that one.
That was the first one. Yeah, yeah.
But you don't like rides, though.
No, I wouldn't have gone in it, bro. I can swim, but bro, I might die there, bro.
Yeah, no.
That's when a certain man was. When was the time we was gonna? When was the time we was in the supermarket, bro? And we was beefing.
Was beefing over? What was it? Cost efficient.
Cost effective. Why didn't beefing over being cost effective, bro? In Iron Apple, because bro, someone wanted to buy chicken fillets or some shit.
Yeah.
And I'm telling man, buy chicken poppers or some shit. It's like 80 in this bitch. You know what I'm gonna say, bro? But I want to buy chicken fillets so I can get free. What the fuck is this, bro? Like three little pieces. Yeah, don't make no sense. So me and Tebs just going at loggerheads, bro. To the point like,
I think it was in the headbutt thing,
bro. Bro. Fire, bro. We was like, it was like head to head, bro. Like, bro, that, I think that was the day.
Head to head.
Whoever swings first, bro, this is gonna be like, the longest fight, and we're gonna get nicked, bro. Like, I'm all the man there, bro.
That's a chicken poppers.
I'm telling you now, bro. I think it's Thames and Breezer, bro. I've always said to myself, if I end up fighting these man, I need to be at my fucking A game, bro. Because whoever gets bagged in the face first, that's it.
Your head's off.
It's gone, bro.
I am bad, bro.
I remember saying to my, if I fight Thames now, I need to be on. I need to be on, bro. You know what I'm trying to say? That's the only time I've just been around the map that you need to be on. But yeah, that was funny still. That was funny.
So what's the highest moment and the lowest moment of that holiday? Because Thames has spoke about the highs and lows.
Yeah. What was the highs and lows
of that holiday?
Yeah.
For the second time, for the third time, it was all lows. It was the worst holiday of my life.
Of my life,
I've never been on a.
Was you there for that one?
Yeah, that was the 3-week one. That was the time with the granny thing.
Oh, is it?
Was it the time of the granny thing?
That was the last one we went to, bro.
Oh, that's, I took the mission.
Oh, okay.
And then I sold it to I think, yeah, the third one, I had no highlights.
Yeah.
I think it was the worst holiday. And I feel like, obviously not getting into the man them thing here, but I feel like that was like the beginning of the end of like, the
brand. Yeah, I think that was when
What are you saying?
Judgment and
fractures started coming in between.
I know, no, the cracks, fractures, those cracks, bro. Yeah. The cracks those were cracks, heavy bro. At those that cracks, point, bro.
Like, and the thing is, you don't. I've always, Thomas can probably admit this. I've always been the type to kind of like make sure the man and I just still together. Mm. I'd always like, even if maybe not now, but. Like 2 years ago, the man then was like, "Oh, I'll be on it."
These are my brothers, man. Want to unify everyone,
yeah, bro. Like, these are the brothers. Like, these are the man that man did years with. Like, let's go and do this together. Do you know what I mean? But obviously now it's just different. But at that time, I was just like, I was always good with everyone. I never looked like my man or not like my man. Yeah, do you know what I mean? Me and him might be close, but
it's the same. Yeah, I feel like. But I
think after that holiday,
niggas started changing.
Do you know, like, it was like a realization.
This is
before. No, I think this is like during Linguini times. But this is like before. It's
Linguini because we supposed to have 3 Linguini parties, remember?
We
had 2, I believe.
I don't know. Bro.
One was kind of meaty. we had no speaker for like an hour.
What was that one? Leicester?
No, the UK ones were all lit. Well, not all of them. The Brixton one.
Basically, we had them in Napa, innit? But
oh.
It was shit, bro. It just wasn't. Do you know what it is? I feel like the people we did it with weren't as organized as we thought they was.
Yeah. And we already had a little altercation with
the bread.
Even before that, because I will mute his name here, but remember, all right, so this is when Opa, and I think he bought like a chain and a ring or something like that. Mm. And like, They all these guys were in our house talking about the Linguini, talking about the Napa holiday Linguini. Mm. The party's out there. I was gonna miss it. And then I was like, well, it was only them in the house. Like, it wasn't there was no one else. So long story short, man had to do the now I think back and I'm like, no, it's not cool, bro, because
man,
this is so poor.
Niggas are scared.
Man, go. He was in there strip searching niggas.
Yeah.
Pause. Definitely
like,
pause.
Pause, like
show me a little dick.
Yeah. Take it off on the claws.
The sun's beating up.
Yeah.
Everything. Like, because man was so convinced, like, you stole the man's thing.
Mm.
Never found it.
Like, yeah,
someone
cheeks that.
Man said, "Cheeks all the way off." Man cheeks off a chain and ring. Fam, you must have had your ass cheeks clenched.
He was clenching it.
Pause. That must have been a serious clench.
Did bro squat?
Fam, you must have not even been breathing.
Yeah. Should have made them squat. Squat and cough.
It's over.
Imagine a squat and cough. I mean a squat and cough. And it's like
a squat and cough.
Bro. Right, this has been a rocky episode, you know. It's because of Waze, fam.
Waze, why do you bring so much wire to the
phone? I told you, bro. Personality.
A squat and cough would have been mad.
Personality.
I'm coming back here, bro.
No, but the thing is, those are the same mutes, yeah. That man was supposed to be doing the party with.
That's how it shit.
That was like the first. No, because
that's mad.
I think he came week 2.
He didn't come the first week.
Yeah, he didn't come the first week. It was week 2 he came. And that's when the man started to get tasers and that.
What?
Weird stuff,
man.
Bro.
Had knacks and that. Like,
knocks. Brass knocks and that. It was weird, bro.
What?
I don't even know why.
No, the man is even mad.
You know it is? Because in those shops, you can, like, that stuff is legal.
What? Man, I'm moving like that.
Brass knocks, I had a clean one.
Nigga, just up in.
Like John Cena.
Yeah, bro. I was boozing it to get into the clubs, bro.
That brass knuckles.
Yeah, bro.
When brass knuckles in the rain.
Fam. Like it's Football Factory, fam.
Yeah, bro.
Mad cuz.
That was greasy.
Brass knuckles. No, the man was even mad, bro.
It was so dumb.
Yeah.
It was so dumb, bro.
Nah, fuck off.
I don't regret it, but it was so dumb, man.
What did you buy?
I forgot the nuts.
Yeah.
Nuts is my thing.
You're moving mad, bro.
Nuts is my thing. Hundo, bro.
I remember there was a taser, there was a knife, there was brass knuckles. I put
the man moving like it's Warriors, fam. Weaponry or G.
Warriors,
bro.
All man needed was a brother with a chain.
I'm telling you, bro.
A black chain.
Telling you.
It was mad. Every man had, you'll find under the ring in WWE.
Yeah, 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 it's there.
Bro. Tables, everything.
Fucking hell.
Oh, man.
But I think, what's my highs and lows? I don't... Fuck, I don't even know, bro. I'm trying to think. I think... You know what's mad? I was going to sound crazy. I said it earlier, but I think my highs was just being out of the country.
Yeah, 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 of course.
Like, just being able to enjoy different sun, different areas, like different air. Mm. You know what I mean? I enjoyed being outside.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Even if man was doing funny things or cool things, whatever, like, mm. I enjoyed being outside. The lows, yeah, it's got to be that third, that second holiday, man. That
so terrible.
That was, yeah, that was one of the worst holidays. And it's sad because Thames is right. That was basically... the beginning or the end of a lot of
everything, friendships. Bro. Everything, yeah, bro.
You know what I mean? And like I said, and you know what it was? We didn't see it again because New Gen started.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's when New Gen started in Ayanapa. A lot of people don't know that.
Okay.
New Gen started in Ayanapa because it was Breeza.
Yeah.
He was screaming New Generation. And then we abbreviated
it. What is wrong with him, fam?
Breeze is a pioneer.
What is wrong with him?
Yeah, I know. Breeze is a pioneer.
He's a pioneer. He's so...
My nigga, bro.
How can, like, man just chilling and he starts going, we're the new generation. new generation.
Like, it's so like, niggas is older than me.
Yeah, bro. That was 2 4s.
Breeze said, we're new generation.
I was in the pilot. No.
Fam, I don't know why. Like, when I think about it, I don't know why.
Because Breeze has got, he's got abnormal charisma.
Abnormal charisma. It's so authentic. It's crazy, bro. Like, I've never seen nothing like it. Like,
he's legendary.
He can't be rich.
Yeah.
Don't let Breeze get bread.
Yeah.
Like, super bread.
I think now he's probably all right, to be fair.
Yeah, yeah. Now he's calm, but I don't even know, bro. Bro, you give him an M, bro. I swear to you, bro.
Breeze used to say,
he said, if I'm up, I demand him. The first thing I do when I get bread is I'm going to snook.
Swear to God.
Why?
Because he said that's
what rich niggas do. It. Like, all right, bro.
And he was sort of like, it's not like he just said it one time.
Yeah. Right, he said it there, bro.
Adamant.
Group chats, voice notes, everything.
He's like, yeah, brothers. All right, brothers, next year, it's cold time.
Yeah, bro. Like, that's my thing.
Like, every new year, be like, brothers, yeah, it's cold.
Oh my god, 100%,
bro. So like when he started the whole New Gen thing, that was like, I think that kind of clouded a lot as well. So it papered over a lot of cracks, bro. Because now it's like, all right, cool. This is the movement.
This is the
New Gen alongside Linguini. Like, yeah, he was buzzing, bro. Like, no one could tell him nothing. Mm. I'll be so honest, bro. Like, we had the streets, bro. Facts. But then that's then. This is now. But at the same time, at that moment in time, bro. When we had the New Gen thing and the Linguini thing, like, it was popping, bro. And then, yeah, Linguini just, yeah, that went
down. Linguini went into the mud.
Yeah, that's
into the mud.
Went to the mud.
It was so funny. Like, it only went fully to the mud when we did the summer thing. And the summer thing didn't back. And that was 2020.
That hurt, you know. I'll be so honest, bro. I've never told anyone this, bro. That Brixton one fucking hurt me, bro. That was the lowest I ever felt during Linguini. Like, not even...
What Brixton one? Where was it?
Exactly.
Oh, the one in Ekelin.
Exactly, that stinking one.
Meaty.
Hey, that's all Bridges.
There was like...
Meaty.
There was like 14, man.
Oh, my God.
That thing there was... Bam, that was definitely bleeding.
Yeah, that one.
No, hold on. The South Norwood one was bleeding as well.
What South Norwood one?
The one in the pub.
That was us.
Don't do that, bro.
Don't try it.
No, bro. I've never had one in Norwood Junction, bro.
Wait, it's South Norwood. We've never had a Linguini.
I've never had a Linguini in South Norwood.
No, West Norwood.
That wasn't us.
No, that was the Halloween thing. but that was with Afari. Yeah, that don't count. That don't count.
I suppose like us three was rolling that day.
Yeah, we rolled.
Yeah, I don't count.
Oh, that was a Linguini.
The recruit
was. It was.
That was Meaty.
No, it wasn't. That one was.
I don't even think we. I didn't
care.
But the Brixton one, my God,
bro, that one, because it was summer.
Just whores, fam.
That hurt, bro.
Just like the whores, like.
That one hurt, bro.
Yeah.
That's
the man's whores.
Just the man's purses.
The man's whores.
Man, them's whores, bro. That's it.
Whore.
Yeah, that's it, bro.
You know,
yeah, that one. That's when I kind of knew, man. I said,
yeah.
That was
That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? No. I don't think that was the first L we took though.
No. In terms of
as a
quantity,
group. Oh yeah.
Of the people that was there, that was the first time it was like,
no one cares about us anymore.
The, no, yeah. Yeah. Do you know what? That's what it was. It wasn't even the fact of man's thing is popped down, bro. No one cared, bro.
Bro, Linguini was... had the flocks,
bro.
Had the flocks.
Let me tell you what's so funny about that is we literally did one in April, and then we did another. When did we do that one? Like June.
It's always Good Friday. We done one, isn't it?
No, the April one we did that same year.
Yeah.
And then we did another one in summer, and that didn't bang. And instead of man, because obviously it's hindsight now, instead of man to just be like, let's do another one.
Yeah.
Niggas were so disheartened.
Yeah.
That we never spoke about Linguini again.
Yeah. And like I say, bro, I've always been like. If Tem said, well, let's do a link queen today, he knows I'll do it. That's why I've always been the type to be like, nah, do you know what? This is going to make sense. But you see, when no one else is on it, what can man do, bro?
It sucks.
That's what I said. Do you know what? It's pop down. Because this guy don't chat to this guy. This guy don't chat. And you know what's fucked? There's names on it now.
Yeah.
It's not even like link queenie, it's just link queenie. There's names on it, bro. Man, I pay P's to have man's name on it. So it's like, now it's just like, man's always tried to basically make sure that. Terms, we'll talk about what last year. I'll be like, yeah, Terms, bro, a couple of months ago, we was talking about it. You know what I mean? And people, bro, would even message man and say, yeah, let's do another one. People still talk about it. But
yeah, basically, none of the niggas are friends anymore. So
it's a myth now.
That's the main reason that.
It's a myth. I might do it.
Man, de recruited myself.
Oh, no, I'm not doing it.
Huh?
I might see a logo. I might just throw the logo out there, bro, with the eyes.
Yeah, you know what? Everyone can do what they like.
Nah, bro. Not everyone. I'll call Feds, bro. I'll look for Feds. I won't take, bro.
You can't, though.
I can. It's my name's on it, bro. Or Robbie Bread. That's not joking. I want to do that, though. I'll roll, though.
But yeah, I think,
buy a ticket.
Yeah, I think the highs of that.
Why am I buying a ticket, bro?
Exactly. No, you're definitely buying a ticket.
I'm definitely walking in. Oh, so you're doing it. Oh, crazy.
I think the highs of that at that point was so fun.
Yeah, I don't regret anything.
You know? I remember there was a Linguini where Cons was like, I think it was me and Cons doing the door.
Well, I love Linguini.
Paying
Cons money. Bro, I started like, you know what? It's like, niggas get into the door. So how much is it? Bro, I ain't got a ticket. £20. All right, cool. Yeah, man, I see man taking out like
notes.
Trap money.
Yeah.
Trap money. Like, man, just come back from country, had a shower and come here.
Yeah.
All right, cool. How much to get in? I don't even really know, like £50.
Yeah, all right, cool.
Yeah. Niggas are pulling up their peas to give to man. I'm like, okay.
Yeah. That's how I did it.
Okay.
Yeah.
First ad campaign.
No,
first hand campaign, he did that. Well, I was generous. Yeah. Don't wink. Nah, first ad campaign was like £20. Oh, then the price went up to £50, and I was like, you know what? Fuck it, it's the bills.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, it's New Year's Eve, nigga.
Yeah.
It's £100. Niggas are paying it.
Yeah.
But I'll never forget. I don't know if this guy still does content or whatever, fam. Yeah. But I don't even like him, so I don't even give a fuck anyway. But came. And he was like, I ain't paying. And I saw him on like Keek and things, but I didn't really know who he was, innit? I just thought he was just fat you. And then he's like, I'm not paying that, bro. You dumb. Like, and you know, like I'm on a roll.
Yeah. I'm about to dampen my high right
you
now.
You know, like I'm on a roll where there's niggas that I don't know. I don't know them from Adam. Yeah. I don't know. Obviously, these niggas looking fly. That's not a threat to me or anything like that. Because this man's event. If you don't like it, you can just leave, innit?
Yeah.
Not even in a hostile thing. But he came with the like. It was like I'm a celebrity kind of.
I'm a celeb.
So you need to like.
You must kind of let me in.
You need to pattern up how you're talking. I'm on a roll, so I was like shocked to the point where, you know, like we don't really know how to act. I was like, bro, you want us to fuck you up?
Bro, man had tugs in there, bro.
Just because he said he didn't want to pay the fee.
No, but Cons didn't understand that. You don't understand what this guy was saying to him.
Yeah.
Bro, no, but let me
just say it as a violation. Don't fuck
you up.
A
bit, bro. You couldn't fathom.
Hold on, don't just fuck up. This is fat, short you, fam. But at the same time, I'll be real, like as real as it gets. I did not want to fight.
Yeah, of course.
At that point there, I was thinking, bro, there's no way, like in front of these people, like I don't even want there to be a speculative call.
Yeah.
I went outside.
Yeah.
So I don't really want to fight. Yeah, I'm just, now I'm just overexerting energy because of man's response. Like, yeah. just fuck you up, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
You pay or you bounce, but you ain't coming in. He paid, but he's like, I'm only paying 50. I was like, bro, I'll take that.
Yeah, I mean, that's a discount.
I'll take that. Right. Quid pro quo, bro, let's do it.
Yeah.
Because trust me, bro, I wasn't shook or nothing, but like, I felt like there's too much people here
for you to be having that attitude of me to be piping down.
Don't want to fuck you up, bro. But I didn't want to fight. I didn't want to fight him. So, I was ready to put hands on. That was a double bluff.
Yeah.
It was a full scale double bluff because if he said, come, let's go outside, I would have been like, bro, I'm working. I would have been like, bro, I'm working. I would have switched out to money. Like, bro, there's money to make.
Yeah. Did you have a pouch at that time?
No pouch.
There was somewhere, I remember just seeing a fat wad of cash, bro. I can't remember what it was, like a pouch or I feel like you had something. You
must have something.
Because niggas was paying.
Can I bring in bottles, Bills?
Yeah, bro.
I'm thinking, bro, it's free drinks, but you want to bring the bottles? Okay. Bills. Oh, yeah. I'm just going to go out and get the bottles. Yeah. Cool. I remember your face, bro.
Yeah.
Bills, though. Fam, I swear the door racked up like maybe just shy of 2 racks before people started saying, because Gal would come and the man would be like,
charging my tenner.
Yeah, it's cool, like. And then niggas are looking like, this is a gal crown. It's a Bills, bro.
Add a zero to that, bro.
It's a Bills.
Yeah.
But man, it's just the bar and the door were my favorite places to be.
It was chaos, though. But that's the best thing. I think everyone enjoyed their roles.
I think I did. Because I was a customer.
The only person that had a certified role was Switcher, probably. Because he always done. Shifter.
Oh, Shifter. What? What do you do?
Was that the music? I remember.
He'd be like the sound and shit. No, he was always patterned for that.
But apart from that, we all kind of...
No, do you know what it is? I was trying to, because he didn't do many.
Yeah.
I was trying to find out...
What one?
Which ones did he do? Yeah. What did he do? Because in the beginning he wasn't really there.
What happened to him?
Oh, you know what? You see Shifter, yeah, bro. He just does his own thing, bro.
But he's always done his own thing, though.
Always.
Yeah, he's always done his
own thing. That's why I respect it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But I think by that time he'd kind of tapped out of, because obviously you wasn't part of it, but obviously he'd been part of the whole block boy, his fucking thing. So
yeah. So like, look,
it'd probably taken his, I wouldn't say toll on him, but like
he was just like, fuck,
he'd been doing years and he's seeing nothing.
Nah, do you know what it was? It was when we did the Linguini and he made his money back. He broke even.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, what? But he was like, yeah, bro. He's like,
there's no bread.
That's what he was thinking. But it's like, it wasn't a bad thing because it was like, we didn't lose out on money. But it's like, he expected because I had made something the last two Linguinis and he had made something, or Barry had made something. I think me, you, Breezer, and Barry were always the guys with the most bees. I'll tell him right now. And like, because obviously you see that. One time I was supposed to buy, hold on, I don't want to compete,
but I got my piece out of that situation.
No, of course. But obviously I was supposed to buy it,
bruv. I know you did, fam. I can't.
Yeah, 100%. I was supposed to buy a car from him. I was supposed to buy an Astra from him, bro. I'll never forget. I was supposed to buy an Astra from him, and he ended up selling it. And so he's
snaky.
Like, we sold it. I had 2 racks from him. I made 2 brag profit, bro, off Linguini, bro, at one point. Do you know what I mean? And that, because I put so much bread into it, fam. So when he's seen that now, and he saw the whip anyway, bro, I bought my P4, took my ex shopping, you know what I mean? She had a lovely time, bro, walked out with a big hat, walking around Oxford Street. Who's carrying the bags? This guy here, bro. I said, yo, I'll carry anything.
Wow.
Let me get my P5. That's all I'm down P4, that's all I want.
Let me tell you the funny things about that. It was all cool.
Big hat.
When did it reinvest?
And I think the problem was, like, I think the whole issue with it was niggas weren't business oriented.
No.
And the niggas that were business oriented, like, I just didn't care about it enough to see it prosper.
Yeah.
I said that people like you and Hav were probably the most business oriented.
Hav for sure, man.
Yeah, Hav for sure.
He but patterned.
People like you and Hav were like the most business oriented people.
Yeah.
But at that time, people, like,
especially though, like especially the early times, like things weren't blowing up, like just in general. Do you know what I mean? So when something like the Queen was taking off, everyone just wanted to. Everyone wanted to have that. Oh, this is mine.
Yeah.
It got to the point where I think, like, I remember the early ones, like there was like 10, like just everyone was just trying to chip in, yeah. And I think we wasn't as, like, I can say this now, we wasn't as business savvy. We wasn't.
No way.
We didn't think about the future. All we generally thought about was
selling out.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah.
That's it.
Having a good time, bro.
Selling out. I think that's what it was, you know. Yeah. Just having fun, bro. Like
just having fun, and the having fun thing was nice, but then it was like these niggas ain't learning, because now if we're breaking even from the party, there's not even no money to reinvest. Mm. So what's happening is every time we're doing it, it's just out of our
money. Niggas are trying to cash out their partner money.
There you go, bro. Bro, for real.
They're trying to cash out.
Yeah.
And it just there was no real. I'm not saying everything needs to have a leader or something like that. But there was no person that was just like, right, I'm the accountant. Like, do you know what I mean? Right, this is it, boys. This needs to happen. The niggas, we was just, everything just seemed to be going well for us. And we weren't really like,
To give it an like a proper analogy, yeah. Man was playing Ludi and hitting double six every single time.
Man was failing upwards.
Every single time. And then my man started to roll doubles, but they weren't double six. Niggas weren't coming out. Yeah. Niggas weren't coming out.
Mm.
Niggas weren't coming out. They were staying home, bro. Yeah. Cashing out.
Nice, that Colin Queen, new gen, but when you break it down to how much effort was really put in, how much money was really put in, it wasn't that like...
Bro, I can't lie. Well, looking at it now, in the position I'm currently in, Linguini was low budget, high return. Such a fucking. The margins were so great.
Mm.
Yeah, it afforded 10 men to invest less than $5,000 and make $2,000 back out of it, each. Mm. Bro,
because I think around that time as well. No one was really doing raids for 20, like, raids for cheap.
No one was doing raids.
And when you think about it, we was actually kind of, we didn't realise it was kind of bumping ourselves.
Yeah.
Because we're doing a free drink party for £20. The only thing is, when we first started it, raids are like £5, £10 to get in, £15 after, we're like, it's £20 for everyone. And at that time, I'm thinking, this is...
This makes sense.
I mean, when it comes to inflation, £20 at that point was, big money.
Mm.
Model for so long, like by the time it was time to change it, like, and the first time we did something that wasn't free drinks was the one that failed, and it could be two reasons, because it was the first time we did it was when people started doing brunch parties,
Matt's Barbecue came through.
There you go. No, I mean, I think they was there.
They was already there. Yeah, they was already there
for a minute, but
they popped out. But still,
but I think it was like we tried to brunch Hornets, and you would have thought
crazy,
and you would have thought, all right, cool. One failure out of
1 in 10.
One in ten.
And it took one. That means the like pop this man shit down. It was never really
solid.
Yeah, because as soon as one fell, niggas then started thinking about the money and
start thinking about themselves .
But then it made sense, because there was never every time we tried to create a form, like I found like emails when we had minutes taken and all this.
Yeah.
Like it wasn't even for games, because it looks really nice now. It was never really like, I just think niggas weren't serious.
It weren't enforced properly.
Yeah, man, it weren't.
Yeah.
I mentioned another one though, because I'm kind of liking the ideas in my head. I was going from my head at the moment. I'm thinking about the peas.
I'm thinking about the fun,
but also the peas.
Bro, it's one of the ones where like, obviously like, you actually just never know, but yeah, I don't know, man. Like I would love to do another one. I would love to do it again, because, do you know why? Because I know how I felt every time I threw one.
Mm.
I know how I felt when, because I was always a busybody. So I might not be doing one particular thing, but mine would do like, I'll be doing three, four things, make sure this is pattern, that's pattern. One time with a Hoxton basement and fire marshal came, bro, ready to shut man down. That was the time when Teflon went there, man, there was Snowsy was there.
I think that was the first one.
That was the best.
That was the first Hoxton one.
Yeah.
Best.
No, but that was the first Linguini, bro.
Not the first ever.
Yeah.
Yeah,
first Linguini was Hoxton basement.
Yeah.
The first Linguini was Thames Linguini.
No, bro. The first proper ticket sold event, Linkween.
Oh, man. Come on, man. Make it. Right. I like that, bro. No, but. Give me the descriptions.
No, but. those are
all right, cool. Yeah, no. That was the first one. And I used to do this every Linkween. He's always a hip hop set. Because I'd always be busy into a hip hop set. And I'd always stand on stage and I would look out.
And I'd appreciate
everybody for like 30 seconds.
Yeah.
And I'm like, do you know what? We're actually lit.
Yeah.
Like, this is actually crazy. Do you know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
And that's the feeling I get. So I know for a fact that man could do it again. To be honest, it's not going to be easy.
Mm.
And it'll be a lot of branding. Could I do it now? No. I think I want to break other doors down before I can bring that back.
Mm.
Other niggas might want to bring it back now. Fair enough. Hats off to a minute. But for me personally, I would want to break a couple more doors down, get inside, link up with some more people, because I'm not friends with certain niggas. So I now need to, you know what I mean? Like, not to say make new friends, because I got friends, but essentially get more people around.
Yeah, I get you.
I mean, get in the scene, bro. Get people, because the thing is, people ain't going to want to come just because that person said it on Snapchat.
Yeah,
that person said it on Snapchat, bro. Yeah, I'm going to show you right now, bro. I uploaded some old shit the other day. Niggas are messaging me now. But it's like, don't matter.
You need
I don't care. 150 people, bro. I'll take it.
What's that analogy? Chasing
a
dragon. That sounds like drugs.
That's a drug thing. Yeah, bro. Crack. That's on South Park. No, it's heroin. Itch.
Itch. It's like,
the real question would be, would you rather have the money or the
I don't think it's
chasing the dragon per se. I do, obviously it is the feeling.
You understand
that? No. It is the feeling. Like I miss that feeling a lot, bro. Like I miss the feeling of like seeing people enjoy themselves out of something that I created or we created as a team. Do you know what I mean? So I do miss that feeling, but I know for a fact that it could have been, it's hard to say can be, but could have been something that it isn't. And that's a shame. You know what I mean? Man missed out on so much. But you know what, bro? You live and you learn, man. Like, these things happen. At the end of the day, we did it.
What did you learn?
Brooklyn, we did it.
Yeah, what did you learn from that whole experience?
Bro, Linkweenie. What did I learn from Linkweenie? Bro.
That you should have a plan, maybe?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think about myself, though.
Yeah.
What did I learn personally?
But you didn't have a plan and no one had a plan.
I'll be honest, bro.
No one had a plan.
Yeah.
And let's not, like, Nick, this is the reason why.
I had a plan. He had a plan.
No, but listen, this is the reason why the man then will always never see eye to eye. Because everyone
had a plan.
Had their plan.
They had a plan.
They did nothing wrong with it. That they had the plan and it wasn't them was the reason. And all till this day, no one can admit, none of us was just really on anything.
But it's facts, yeah.
To that experience, none of us really knew what we were.
No.
We were trying, and if it did, and the moment that it didn't work the first time, because even when it came back, sorry, I know we're gonna finish it.
Yeah, kind of went that way, innit?
Yeah.
I've changed the name of the.
Even when we did the New Year's one, it was by accident.
Mm.
But like, there was never a real structure.
Yeah.
Whenever I have a chat with any of the men separately about this, it's always been. It wasn't me. I knew the plan. Everyone else was
That's what's jarring. Do you know what Linkweenie lacked? Do you know what the Linkweenie team lacked, bro? Gyal.
It's not that, bro.
I'm telling you now, bro.
No, I want to get up.
So it's
why? Not that, bro. It's just because you've seen other events have gyal.
Nah, bro. The reason it's not just that, bro.
No one was on. It's just that simple.
Because there's certain particular things, yeah, that man will do with man. It's on the alpha thing. So it's like...
Pause.
There were certain men who I could tell was on a different spectrum when it came to the thought process and the mentality towards Linkweenie. Do you know what I mean? And certain men that weren't willing, that didn't have that same thought process, but weren't willing to listen to the man that was up there. I was up there.
As in you wouldn't listen at times. You was big argument. Like you would be arguing 100%.
Do you know why, bro? I concur. Do you know what I'm trying to say? Do you know why, bro? Because what I said made sense, bro. And you see, and bro, you know what it was? I was running bread. I was running, bro, I'm working hard, you know? Not to just to do the whole, oh, there's only ways that put in peace. No, it wasn't just me, bro. But bro, when I tell you, I used to mash and work in William Hill, you know, overtime, bro. Because if I'm, do you know how I used to think? I used to think, do you know what? If there's eight of us and five of us put in a three-man dough, I'm going to cover that. That's how I used to think. That was my thought process. But I know my man ain't going to think like that. I know you ain't going to think. And I know you ain't going to think. You know what happened? That's what always happened, bro. From the first one, bro. And I'm talking Thames and Queenie. From the first one, bro, where man weren't putting in and man had to cover next man, bro. So why should I listen to you? You don't fucking put in. You're always making man suffer, bro. Always, bro. So why? On a pride thing, but bro, my whole thing is, bro, you're always letting man down with your life.
When you've got
an understanding early, you know what the budget is. You're agreeing, saying that you can do this.
And then don't do it.
But Waze is the one doing overtime to make sure that if this guy and A guy don't put in, then Waze has got the piece free, bro. This is why I always made bread when I put in for Linkweenie, bro. I'll tell man now, bro, it's big facts. No one can tell me different. So then,
early facts.
Don't get me wrong, Thames is right in the sense of there were certain things I was unwilling to listen to because my whole thing was, is that how does that make sense? I would always put an argument to how does it make sense, though. You know, I would always say, right, how does this work? But some, bro, have you got it or you didn't? There were times where I was wrong, bro. There was even a time when man did an advert and I lost footage. People don't even know that. I lost footage because I thought I transferred it. I didn't, but I fucked up too. Do you know what I mean? Everyone has their fuck ups, bro. But that was my only fuck up. I'll tell you now, bro. That was my only fuck up, bro. The way's patterned the liquor? Yeah, he did. The way he's put in peas, yeah, he did, bro. It's not just a waste thing, but I'm telling man, bro, no one can tell me I didn't do nothing. I did bare shit, bro. Same as Thames. You know what I'm trying to say? Come on, bro. I'm putting the name in it, bro. But at the end of the day, bro.
I don't know what I've done or I didn't do, but you see, when I put peas into Linguini, I always tell myself that. You see, when the profit comes on that, I'm taking my money off the top.
At the top.
The cream.
Fuck that, bro.
But yeah, off
the top. Niggas don't play with me. Not even in a bad man way or nothing. It was just like, bro, I'm putting my peas in. I've never understood this concept of business where niggas put no money in but expect equal profits. You're either an investor or you're labor.
That's why I tell you, and I'm not going to say it was just gal that was the be all and end all. No, it's not. But this is why I say when women are in the room, bro, niggas naturally
relax, niggas naturally
listen more because it's not an ego thing. It's gal here. So if a man telling you something, obviously, you know, a man might do a show off thing, so you might have to, you know what I mean, chat to a man. But bro, there's certain women who have that business knowledge, that business ethic, and also they make man be more at ease.
No, definitely.
Like, discussing things.
The only reason I do not agree is because, and I'm talking this time, at this point, I'm talking, it's like 2016, 2017, because the early ones, it was cool, but by the time we got to that point, everyone was kind of like really like arrogant for no reason. Like everyone was like,
because you thought we had it.
Yeah, and
we thought we had the streets.
We couldn't have conversations because everyone was like over this and over this. So man, bringing in girl. When I think of how we was back then, I don't think it would have made a damn. It would have been worse. And I know how the man was at that time.
I feel you.
Only when it started to go downhill, and man was talking about, oh yeah, like, we should have. But by that time, like, we weren't even friends.
I was in group chats, but man weren't in group chats like that. Man weren't friends.
Honestly, out of the man them, I'd say we probably stopped being like friends, like maybe 2018, 2019. And the only thing that was holding us together as a friendship was the idea of Linkweenie.
Facts.
Like, we wasn't friends, bro. We couldn't get into a room together and roll and chill.
Because
one man would be arguing one man. One man had already told another man, I don't really like we was not cool. To everyone else,
It looked like man was cool.
Yeah, these niggas rolled.
See what I'm trying to say?
At the same time, niggas were making money outside of this thing. So niggas are going broke. Niggas are angry at other niggas because they're broke.
It got like that, bro. Like I said, the cracks
money
got shown.
Money be a major issue out here, B.
But shit got clouded, and it is what it is, bro. Like, you know, niggas, we move on anyway, man. I mean, fucking hell, that Linkweenie thing was long, bro.
It's cool, bro.
We chopped like half of that out. One day, I swear to God, you should.
Happen because everyone is gonna have the same.
Man, I gonna be shouting.
Of,
But I want man to show up.
Man didn't put no money in car after that mentality. Because what should have been happening is shouldn't have been getting profit, should have been getting paid because he was working.
I'll tell him that where man wrong.
It was just spur of the moment, bro. The only one we actually actively planned was the April one after the January one, plus the one that you lost for. That was the only one where there was a plan because we go to the studio.
That's the footage, bro. I found it the other day, though.
Yeah, and then we'd all have arguments about that. And by that time, man wasn't friends. So yeah. We done the April one, then we was like, the next time we're going to do the summer one. Someone did a bang.
Is that when I went, Joe? The summer one, bro. The one in Napa.
Bro.
I'm talking about
Joey.
Yeah.
We've had... As following Queenie, you can't forget it.
Forget about it, man.
All I'm saying is that whoever got profit and didn't put in finessed.
No one did. No one took money. I don't think so. Unless I'm wrong. Unless you can name...
Bro, niggas
you got profit.
Niggas, no, like, niggas took out money out of Linguini's profit.
Oh, no. No one did.
PS4 and did not put no money back in on the next run.
Yeah, damn. That's different.
Do you know why? Because I have the peas next time. But that's another story.
This is also
thank you, Wiz.
I know, I'm just saying.
This is also okay. Early Linguini.
Like,
Linguini went on for a very long time.
I can say names, and I don't want to. I will say them, and names don't need to be blurred out.
No.
Oh!
Master, no.
I just clocked.
I was on, man.
I just clocked. Yeah, forget all that.
The reason why, I can agree with you to a certain extent, yeah, is because it went on longer than.
No, of course.
I understand if it was like that was the last one and then cool, but it went on and it was more like compounding problems after that.
Yeah, I concur.
Literally 5-6 years after, there was still compounding.
Yeah.
Problems. So, anyway.
Well, say, man, I got love for everyone, man. Let's move, man. I got this one.
Hey,
you sure you got love for everyone?
Nah, do you know what's mad? I actually do, bro.
Keep guarding your life. I can't do it.
You know what I mean? I don't chat to certain man, but bro, I got love for everyone, bro. I hope everyone's all right, bro. Honestly. I swear to you, I'm at peace, bro.
That's good.
I promise you, bro.
But that's because you're doing well in life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What? Say it again?
I said, that's because you're doing well in life.
Nah, bro. I said maybe.
Yeah, but yeah, because if he's in a dark place, then you'll have a different mindset. Mm-hmm.
How do you know?
Because I know. Because I've been in a dark place.
Listen, nigga, we ain't the first business that's failed. We ain't the first party that never came back, blood.
All jokes aside, like, man is at peace with it. And
yeah, I know. Yeah, I know you are. I know you are. Always, thank you for coming.
Thanks for having me, man. It was a surprise, but thank you for having me.
It was a surprise. You knew from how long ago?
From 2 hours ago. 3 hours ago. That's good. What, can I come back?
Yeah.
Hondo.
What? Next episode?
Wow, bro, relax, bro.
Too early. What episode is 38?
Bro's trying to join.
Let a few episodes go out first, bro.
Bro's trying to join. Bro's going to be like, welcome back.
Yeah, exactly.
Slow down, bro. Hey, but I'll tell you, bro. Huh?
No, bro, we'll talk about that later.
We used to do feed.
Yeah, I know.
Right, don't let me in the doing this, bro.
So right, where's your other two friends?
What other two friends?
Chat to them niggas.
Swear no, you don't chat to none of them.
One of them.
What is that?
No, man, did
it's Speck.
Yeah, it's
Speck. Yeah, bro. Oh, man's been doing this, bro. Come on.
No, the niggas gonna do that. Oh yeah, man started this. I know the man them. So I know. The reason why I'm not prejudiced with man, because I know man like the back of my hand. Obviously, I love you, but
yeah, I don't even.
The reason why I'm not prejudiced.
So you don't love the others?
No, I love them. I got mad love for them, but I got so much love for them, I dislike them.
Yeah, I know.
Do you know what I mean? I know niggas like the back of my hand. I knew what Wiz was gonna say about that.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
We was knee deep in the trenches together.
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
anyway, Joey, take us out of there because we gonna carry on.
Go.
Shout out to everyone. Goodbye.
Linguini therapy session.
I can't
do it.
So I run up in your house with blaster, 8 night after, scat piece faster, on the master, this squash shank man with a parker, stop acting like